This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks. Thanks for continuing to invite me back.
Well, I couldn't help but invite you back this weekend because there are motorcycles, pistols, money, and all sorts of things to talk about.
Sounds like a Friday night on HBO.
It does. Well, let's start with J.B. Hunt. New economic news from them, and it's been a pretty good year.
Right. You know, J.B. Hunt continues to just you wouldn't know that the U.S. economy was struggling right now if you just looked at J.B. Hunt's numbers. And that's a credit to, you know, long ago, Mr. Hunt decided to diversify, to not just be a trucking company. You know, to say that they're a trucking company, well, they're not a trucking company. They are truly a transportation company. Their biggest segment, their intermodal segment, continued to score well. The revenue there was $794 million, which is up 15% for the year, and the operating income in that segment was just short of $100 million, which is up 25%. So they continue to push through. The only negative, if there was a negative, is that the analysts who follow J.B. Hunt expected per share earnings of 66 cents. J.B. Hunt hit it at 65 cents. That'll probably have a little bit of negative pressure on their overall share price, but I don't think it'll last long. But again, just a little trucking company that's no longer a little trucking company. And for the first 9 months of the year, they brought in revenue of a little over $3.7 billion. Which was well ahead of the $3.3 billion they had for the same period in 2011. So if you're betting on J.B. Hunt so far, your bets are paying off.
We're not talking billions when it comes to tourism tax revenues in Fort Smith and Van Buren, but we're talking an increase.
Right. You know, it's the one, as we talked about earlier, it's the one ray of sunshine, or one of the few rays of sunshine, I should say, in the Fort Smith area, are the sales tax collections here. Van Buren collections year-to-date are up almost 6.5%, and the Fort Smith collections year to date are up almost 6%. And the only downward pressure there is that the employment has remained fairly flat in the tourism industry, business and tourism travel industry in the area. And one of the things we hear from, for example, Merrill Keith, the executive director of the Van Buren Advertising Promotion Commission, is just these. They continue to get lucky with some of these big events that roll through. They had the Babe Ruth World Series in August. There was the Jehovah's Witness Convention over in Fort Smith, which there were 10...
Thousands.
Yeah, 10,000, 15,000, and, you know, there was overflow over into Van Buren hotels. So it's, taxes are... the hospitality tax collections are up, which shows... And in Van Buren, that's restaurant and hotel. In Fort Smith, it's just hotel, but... At least for the Fort Smith region, which is between Whirlpool and other manufacturers pulling out, this continues to be, as I said earlier, a ray of sunshine.
Last week, about the time you and I were talking, there was an encouragement to the city of Fort Smith and tourism officials there to try to capitalize on motorcycle tourism.
Yes, it's a push. Department of Parks and Tourism is pushing this all over the state, and you know they're trying to get You know, I think there were a few people a few weekends ago up in Northwest Arkansas for something called the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
But yeah, a few, yes.
But you know, the state of Arkansas is that they trying to maximize that interest, and they're going around to Grady Spawn. It's going around to as many chambers as possible and talking about recruiting these folks and how much money they drop. And you know, these aren't the Sons of Anarchy type motorcycle folks you see on the HBO show. These are typically professionals, especially on the weekend guys, professionals who come in and have a lot of disposable income to drop. I think his report was that on the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, it was a 2005 study, but so it was $87.50 a person they dropped per day. Imagine how much that is now, 7 years later.
It was, I guess, the middle of the week when Arkansas Best Corporation and the Teamsters agreed to begin to talk, which is a big deal in this ongoing story.
Yes, it's their contract The 3-year contract expires. Excuse me, a 5-year contract, I believe, expires next March, and so you know they have to work through the Teamsters, which represent about 7,800 of the 10,000 people employed by Arkansas Best. And this is going to be very interesting, Kyle. You know, the Teamsters and Arkansas Best have not gotten along, to say the least. Arkansas Best has tried to sue them twice, a $750 million lawsuit, alleging that the Teamsters and YRC, which is a competitor to Arkansas Best, have broken violated terms of a National Master Freight Agreement by giving YRC better wage deals. So Arkansas Best is under a lot of pressure to improve its financial position. It continues to lose money. I mean, it's not losing as much money as it has in the past few years, but stock is at 52-week lows and trending lower. So the company, the management there, has a lot of pressure to work out a better wage deal and improve their financial situation. And, you know, the Teamsters, they've played tough. We'll probably get very pleasant press releases, but I'd love to be a fly on the wall at the negotiations.
And finally, I don't know what to make of this, but apparently during presidential election years, gun sales, especially pistol sales, go up, and it's the same again this year.
Yes, I just think it's, the obvious politics of people that are concerned that a change in administration will infringe upon their gun rights, so people buy up, and we're seeing that again. We're seeing it all over. We have gun shop owners in both Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith saying that they easily see double-digit increases in their sales, and we see this report around the country too. I think Ruger, which is a large manufacturer, their first half sales in 2012 were up almost 50% over last year. That's huge. But it is, you're right, Kyle, it is tied to politics. Obviously, I think there are a lot of folks, especially in the South and Arkansas, it's no secret that President Obama he does not poll well. He's not liked in Arkansas, and there are a lot of folks who don't trust what he may do to gun rights.
And finally, early voting begins on Monday, and much of this weekend's City Wire television program is devoted to politics. You can see that at 8 o'clock Saturday on KXNW and 6 Sunday morning on KFSM.
Right. Yes, thanks for the push. And in a few weeks, City Wire is going to push up to 7 a.m., so it's a good move.
Oh, on Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like 7 on Sunday better than 6.
Yes, at the heat. Yes.
All right, Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, Friday nights from 10 till midnight. On this week's program, I'll feature music from Red Holloway, Hope Morgan, Ray Charles, and a birthday tip of the hat to Thelonious Monk. This and much more, Friday night at 10 p.m. on Shades of Jazz.
This is Ozarks at Large.